That's music from two-time Juno Award-winning artist Lila Gilday from Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. She's Dene, and that song came out in 2006. It was called One Drum. I hope you enjoyed it. Lila's so lovely, and I miss her. I want to see her on the road soon. You hear that, Lila? And before that, Morgan Way, a song called Wait For Me. Morgan Way are a six-piece band from east of England here, and founded by the twin brothers Calum and Kieran. Met them at the Green Note in London, and was just walking by, decided to go in for a bite to eat and a drink and watch some music, and they were lovely. So here they are on the show. That was them. Brenda Montana, here's a radio edit of her song More At Ease, which came out in January of 2023. She's an Inuk singer and social media content creator from Rankin Inlet, Nunavut. And here she is on the show.
Words. Big love to our sponsors, Paul Hahn and Company, Toronto's piano store. They do everything piano related: sales, tuning, repair, refinishing, restoration, and everything in between.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Man, I wore this record out. Chronicles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, and the song Long As I Can See the Light. I just absolutely love the Rhodes. It's just flawless, you know what I mean? And I remember being up at my buddy Dan's cottage all the time, and this is when we were first getting into like rock and roll records, and we were pretty young, maybe just grade 9, and that record, including Joe's Garage, was on high rotation. Love it so much. That came out in 1970. We've got music on the show from Divine Brown, a song called Lay It on the Line. She is a Canadian Juno Award-winning R&B singer, and she also does a lot of theater work, which is very cool. We got music from Goanna, times Moss, times Tasman Keith. The song is called Solid Rock, featuring William Barton. Goanna are a rock band formed in 1977 in Australia. I hope that you enjoy that. Also on the show, we have Yo La Tango, Until It Happens. And Yo La Tango is an indie rock sensation formed back in 1984. Whoa, that's basically around when I was born. Just kidding. I was born in 78. But anyway, Julian Taylor here. This is The Jukebox. And we've got a song from a Juno nominee, Asanabi. We are here. He's had a spectacular year. Beautiful voice that this gentleman has. And I've had an opportunity to perform with him and hang out with him as well. And he's a lovely, lovely guy. So here on The Jukebox Show is Asanabi. Congratulations on your Juno nomination. Go get him, buddy. All right. Here's We Are Here on The Jukebox.
What if I can't? Sin lovers, it's sin lovers. Oh, it's sin lovers. Why does it feel like we're on the edge? Staring down. Why does it feel like the story?
have no doubt. Confident that he spout his truth till it happens to you. No idea is too far out until it happens to you. Stay alive, looking away from the hands of time. It's the sun, move it to you, and then it happens to you.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Saving. My community don't need saviors. I'm ancient, I'm current, I'm present, I'm knowledge. My 60,000 turn into housing, turn into public forum. Put your validation on your resume. Now without a station, would you really stay? Is you for the people or is you for the pay? Are you thinking equal or do you talk with pain? They won't see me for a day, I'm processing the pain. I'm dealing with the life, and what's left that remains. My death gon' be my death, let my voice speak for the chain. My life won't be my life if these policies remain. I done see my grandma cry, she just lost another net. I see life expectancy, it meet me every single step. I see bully man on corner, he be aiming for my neck. They forget, you forget, I remind you they were standing on
solid rock, standing on sacred ground, leaning on time and when to change. You're blowing down the line.
Remind you they were standing on
solid rock, standing on.
hate to say it, you were wrong. I saw it coming from the start. She made you think she was the one. I always knew she'd break your heart. So she was out with your boy, darling. On the line. Now, remember Jenny from back in school? She said she meet you at the prom, boy. Your first love, her first fool. Somehow I knew she'd lead you on, girl.
As always, I'd like to thank Canada's music store, Long & McQuaid, for their ongoing support.
This is Bird Note. In Africa, south of the Sahara, there's a bird that roams the countryside in flocks, hordes really, of 2 million or more. They fly in such tightly synchronized masses, they can be mistaken at a distance for clouds of smoke. The birds are red-billed quelea. It's estimated there are 1.5 billion of them, making them the most abundant of all wild birds. The sparrow-sized red-billed quelea, which is in the weaver family, has a stout, seed-cracking bill. The birds are mostly brown, but breeding males have red and black feathered heads. Quelea nest in enormous colonies. A single tree may be hung with hundreds, even thousands, of carefully woven nests. Single colonies can cover hundreds of acres, totaling tens of millions of birds. Unfortunately, their tastes include cultivated crops, like millet. In fact, the increased planting of cereal crops over the last 50 years may have dramatically increased the number of quelea. But setting aside their taste for crops, the sight of a couple million red-billed quelea swirling in unison and creating ever-changing patterns in the air is one of nature's most amazing spectacles. Never miss an episode of Bird Note by subscribing to our podcast. Just search for Bird Note in your podcast app.